On 14 February 2019, 40 Central Reserve Police Force members of India were killed in an attack in the Pulwama district of Indian-occupied Kashmir by a Jaish-e-Mohammed militant. Ever since, Kashmiris have started witnessing harsh treatment at the hands of the Indian people and the government as they continue to hold the Kashmir people responsible for the attack. Now, the real question is, who is actually responsible for the formation of militant groups in the Indian-occupied Kashmir? If we take a closer look at the life of the insurgent of the Pulwama attack, we realize that back in 2016, Adil Ahmed Dar was a young Kashmiri who was picked up by the Indian Army with a couple of his friends on their way back home from school. They were then beaten up and harassed by the Indian soldiers on accusations of stone pelting. Ghulam Hasan Dar, the father of the assailant, says that his son, who was radicalized after this event, decided to join the militants without the knowledge of his family members and went missing a year ago. Adil is one of the many cases where young Kashmiris are pushed into the circle of violence by the Indian Army. Ever since India achieved independence in 1947, Kashmir has become a disputed territory and a point of conflict. The army personnel appointed in various parts of the Indian-occupied Kashmir have kept up a tradition of violating human rights in the region. A 49-page report published by the UNHR on the human rights situation in Kashmir recorded that the Indian security forces had been making use of excessive force that led to unlawful killings. Every now and then, the world gets to see media showing the plight of the Kashmiri men, women, and children who are punished for using their right to freedom of speech and expression. Eventually, when people of a region are continuously subjected to this kind of torture, few of them see no way out of the problem except by resorting to violence as a last straw. The use of force on public is not only unjust and oppressive, it is also what forces common people to pick up weapons in order to fight for their own freedom by instilling frustration and anger into them. It is time for India to understand this basic fact and stop terrorizing the people of Kashmir, because peace cannot be achieved in the region unless Kashmir is demilitarized and its people are provided with their full rights.
We hope you liked our video. For more such videos, like our Facebook page and subscribe to our YouTube channel.